Some of the latest allegations of abuse center on what happened to an American soldier at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He says he was attacked while posing as a foreign prisoner at the detention camp there. NPR's Jackie Northen reports.
Shortly after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, Specialist Sean Baker enlisted with the Kentucky National Guard. About a year later, the Air Force veteran, who had served in the first Gulf War, was assigned to a military police unit at the prison camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. On January 24, 2003, Baker volunteered to take part in a training drill, says Major Lori Arellano, a spokeswoman with the Army Southern Command.
The situation that he was asked to portray was to be a detainee hiding under his bunk, refusing to come out of his cell.
Arellano says members of a team called an Immediate Response Force, or IRF, were to go into the cell and remove Baker, who was posing as a detainee. Arellano says IRF teams are used at Guantanamo when necessary to deal with difficult prisoners.
It would be any time that the detainee is not cooperative and is putting the safety of himself or the members of the staff at risk. And they're trained to use the minimum amount of necessary force.
Baker agreed to put an orange jumpsuit, like the detainees wear, over his uniform and crawl under a bunk in one of the cells. Members of the IRF team were not told that this was a training exercise. But Bruce Simpson, Specialist Baker's lawyer, said the team was told several other things.
Number one, they were informed that this was a detainee that would not come out of his cell. They were informed that this particular detainee had pepper spray used on him in an attempt to get him out of the cell, to no avail. And finally, that this detainee had assaulted a sergeant.
This much everyone agrees on. But the stories diverge about what happened after the IRF team entered the cell. Specialist Baker told Kentucky television station WLEX his account.
One of the individuals got up on my back from behind and put pressure down on me while I was face down. And then he reached around and began to choke me and press my head down against the steel floor. After several seconds, 20 or 30 seconds, seemed like an eternity, I could not breathe.
Baker says he began to panic and gave the code word red that was supposed to stop the exercise. He says instead, the beating continued.
The individual slammed my head against the floor, began and continued to choke me. And then I got enough air, and I had my head turned towards them, and I somehow got enough air, and I muttered out, "I'm a U.S. soldier. I'm a U.S. soldier."
Baker says he was told before the exercise to resist getting out of the cell. But the Army's Major Arellano says Baker was told to cooperate, and when he didn't, the five-man IRF team had to react accordingly.
He did put up a fight. He did resist, which meant that the IRF team members had to also raise their level of force necessary to contain the situation to protect themselves and the detainee.
Baker was hospitalized, first at Guantanamo, then in Portsmouth, Virginia. His lawyer says Baker was suffering severe headaches and seizures. He ultimately spent nearly 2 months at Walter Reed Hospital before being given a medical discharge in April. The Physical Evaluation Board of the Army determined that Baker had sustained a brain injury due to the incident at Guantanamo. Initially, the Army says the discharge was unrelated to injuries suffered in the prison cell. But now Major Arellano says the injuries may have played a role in the discharge.
The injury he received on that day was one of many factors considered by the board. It's not the sole reason.
Baker's lawyer says he's been told it could take up to 18 months for his client to receive any benefits. None of the soldiers in the IRF team has been disciplined. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.